All right, let me spend a little time on the weather for this holiday weekend. It's not the, the easiest thing to call, and especially when you have so much pressure on you, not only from all of our listeners, but of course, family and friends. Okay, I think another hot one today. And I don't think Long Island will see any thunderstorms until tonight. So we'll be in the low to middle 90s today, and even at the beaches, close to 90. Now for tonight, showers and even a gusty thunderstorm. And for tomorrow, showers and a thunderstorm at times. And the highs tomorrow will only be 75 to 80. So quite a difference. Moving into Friday, showers and a scattered thunderstorm, and the highs only in the low 70s. The weekend, Saturday, definitely looks more cloudy than the other 2 days. And there will be a better chance of showers and a thunderstorm, especially Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. Sunday and Monday, 4th of July, celebrated. I think your best chance of sunshine is early in the day. Then lots of clouds in the afternoon, and each afternoon into the evening hours, a shower or thunderstorm cannot be ruled out. So you'll have to work around that. Okay, in the meantime, I have to talk about something that I think is kind of bothering me and probably most of you. They had this cyber attack on the gas lines a couple of months ago, spiked the gas prices. Have you seen the prices go down? I haven't. In fact, if anything, it's 4th of July weekend, and the prices are going up. I mean, what is the problem here? I guess when no one was using their, to me, it would make more sense when no one was using their cars to boost the prices up because people weren't gassing up as much. But now that they're back to using the cars, and obviously you could tell with the traffic all over the place, they're selling more gas. So lower the price. What does it take for anybody in our government to realize this and do something about that? I don't know. Maybe it's up to us. We have to write to our congressman and, et cetera, and see if we can bring the prices back down. Otherwise, I think it's just going to be like this throughout the entire summer. They're trying to make as much money as they possibly can because of the loss they had. But all of us suffered losses during COVID. Okay, comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. Remember to stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.